I particularly want to turn to with a couple of minutes we have left is a kind of continuing education. So leaving formal education, when you're in ministry, do you cultivate having people around you who think differently, that you're going to learn from, who criticize you, or do you not?
No, I don't do that. Here, you feel more like Athanasius. The whole world's against you.
Okay.
I don't need to gather around me critics.
Yeah.
I got them everywhere.
Yeah.
I need a team of support
yeah.
rather than a team of critics. Now, if it's in a different context, I've lived in Wheaton for a week or two at a time, and there are so many Christians everywhere, I think I would get some people around me who...
Yeah. Would your support team then be what might derisively be called yes men?
Ah, no. Well, I hope they're not. Derisively, people would attack them and say they're that, but if you knew them, you'd know they weren't.
So how does the pastor cultivate a sort of freshness, a continuing freshness in thinking by the people around him, if the people around him are tempted to flatter him?
Well, that's not an Australia likelihood.
Okay.
We don't flatter.
Right.
I mean, you know Australians.
Can there be
love
a silent deference?
Australians love you when they speak negatively to you.
Right.
That is our sign of love. So we always...
So you calling me a hairy wombat the last time I was here, was it?
No, a hairy-nosed wombat.
Hairy-nosed wombat was a real sign of our relationship being
well. Yeah, it's a good sign of affection.
Oh, that's
although
good to know.
That's a bit of an insult to the hairy-nosed wombat.
The thing I'm trying to get to is, I think it's important, and tell me what you think about this, that a pastor have around him people who are not just thinking exactly like him. Now, yes, agreeing on basic ministry. There has to be an agreement and a basic understanding of Scripture, the Gospel, and how ministries should be done. But I like having guys who are going to challenge me on things around.
Yes. I think we are too much in the trenches to afford too much challenging around.
Okay.
However, God has always blessed me by having a team of very highly intelligent, educated, able people.
Innovative.
Who are innovative and who have pushed me on. But it's not contra. Yeah. It's not challenge. It's, have you read this book? This goes even further, and why don't we do this? But we're in the trenches here. We can't afford disunity, disharmony, conflict too much, because we just got to rely on each other to survive.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in that kind of...
Philip, I love...